Welcome to the Terrorist Attack Survival Kit. Today I'm speaking to you from beautiful Washington, D.C., our nation's capital and the most powerful capital of the free world. It really is awe-inspiring to walk amid the monuments and buildings here that symbolize American freedom. I'm your host, Kelly Perdue. Many of you may recognize me as the winner of the NBC award-winning TV show, The Apprentice. Although the season was a new experience for me and was very hard work, I really had an amazing time on the show. Out of the 1 million applicants, I won to become the executive vice president of one of Donald Trump's top companies for over a year. What you may not know about me is that I am a former U.S. Army officer, airborne ranger, and West Point graduate. Maybe you've seen my show called GI Factory on the Discovery or Military channels. For nearly a decade prior to The Apprentice and GI Factory, I am grateful to have served with the many fine Americans that make up the U.S. Armed Services. I have received training from what I feel is the best military in the world. The CDE that you are now using is also a product of that training. Since 1995, ITA Inc., a Washington, D.C.-based defense contractor, has produced over 100 interactive multimedia training CDs for the civilians and military of the federal and state governments. Not only has ITA produced award-winning multimedia training software products, but since 1999, ITA teams have conducted face-to-face terrorism response training at every American embassy in the world.
You know, it's not often you get a guest to introduce himself, but that's exactly what Kelly Perdue is doing for us. I am so excited to tell you about a new, very vital tool, particularly in light of what just was commemorated yesterday as I was broadcasting live from the Pentagon, realizing we're still very much a nation at war and that the evildoers, to use the president's very succinct term, are still plotting our demise. And if given a chance, they would blow us all to smithereens. The question then becomes, how do we plan for what we can do with our families to survive a terrorist attack? Along comes Kelly, who hosts this very important survival kit called Terrorist Attack Survival Kit. He is the founder and media spokesperson for the Terrorist Attack Survival Kit. That's what we're going to talk about. Take your questions as well. But more importantly, try to encourage you to get this extremely helpful tutorial. And that's the best way I can describe it, in your hands. Kelly, thank you so very much for being with us. And I have to tell you, not only were you awesome on The Apprentice, but I am just thrilled for everything that you've done at West Point and being an airborne ranger as well. Thank you very much for your service and your training for our country.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you to all those people that are out there serving right now.
Well, isn't that the truth? We do thank them so very much. Kelly, I got to tell you, this is a brilliant idea. You know, we watched the path to 9/11. We remembered again those horrific attacks. I hope it swept away the cobwebs of complacency yesterday when we reviewed the video of this aggressive act of war that was leveled against us 5 years ago. And the reality is, particularly in light of the 9/11 Commission, the bad guys would love to kill us. Plain and simple.
Absolutely. Yeah, and their primary weapon really is fear. And what we wanted to do, Don Brewster, a West Point classmate of mine and I, with his company ITA and all the training and all the CD modules that they've created for the government for all this training on how to respond to a weapon of mass destruction, we thought, why doesn't the everyday average American consumer have access to this?
Exactly.
So we compiled them all. They're all individually government-approved modules for kind of our tagline is learn, plan, and survive.
Hmm.
And the more you learn, kind of the less fearful you get about a lot of these different items. And, you know, to me, if we're able to save even one person's life through the use of this, the terrorist attack survival kit, you know, it'll serve its purpose.
Excellent. All right. I want to ask, and by the way, I just love the way you talked about my city. You're absolutely right. This is the most important capital on the planet, one of the most important cities in the world. And we have obviously a lot of conversations on a regular basis in this town about what a terrorist attack would look like and what would happen and conversations about port security and biochemical weapons, etc. But there are a lot of people who think that if you prepare like this, you've kind of slipped into that canned goods and gun mentality and you're going to go run for the hills somewhere and you'll be practicing a lifestyle of fear rather than preparedness. You said something very important. Learn, plan, survive. In other words, a plan ahead of time. Isn't this what FEMA tells us? A plan ahead of time could save your life?
Absolutely. And it's the learning aspect of it and figuring out how you're going to plan. It's just very basic stuff, but you might not think about it. And it will certainly give you a level of security and comfort if you've done it. For instance, on the planning side, you're at work, your spouse is at work, and your kids are at school when something happens.
Mm-hmm.
Have you already figured out where you're going to meet? Who's going to go get the kids? Who's not going to go get the kids? Do you have a communication plan in place? Because in all likelihood, your cell signals are going to be jammed internally, but you will be able to call outbound. So you should pick a family member or relative that's out of your current location to be the point of contact so everybody can communicate through them. Just basic planning mechanisms. And the terrorist attack CD is full of checklists, preparations, planning for all of the different things so that when the time comes, you know what you're going to do.
Excellent. Excellent. Let's get into some of those practical guidelines. And by the way, before this time is up, I want to make sure that you know exactly how you can get a copy of the Terrorist Attack Survival Kit. Again, let me tell you what the subtitle says, because that's why we're having this discussion. Planning what you and your family must know to survive a terrorist attack. Pretty appropriate conversation in light of the 5-year anniversary of 9/11, wouldn't you say? We'll be right back.
In this CD, you will have access to the exact same multimedia materials used to train the teams of the federal government and military. You can count on the quality and accuracy of these government-approved modules. We've also added to that expertise a wide range of tools and publicly available information, along with website links, that will help you become prepared to understand and survive terrorist WMD attacks.
Again, that's audio that's coming from a very important tool for our families, Terrorist Attack Survival Guide. And Kelly, I want to make sure I've got the website right. TerroristAttackCD.com, correct?
Correct. TerroristAttackCD.com.
So if folks want to get this for their family, that's where they go. That's the only place they can get it, correct?
That's right.
Okay, good. Now, let me talk about some of the pragmatics. What this really is a tutorial. You logged on to the 21st century as the winner of The Apprentice. I'm not surprised. And what you really do is you sort of walk us through a tutorial as a family. Various guidance to do all kinds of things. Recognize, by the way, different things that might happen in a terrorist attack. Discern the difference. And then to learn our varied response to each of those attacks. It's very user-friendly, and I have a funny feeling you set it up purposely that way.
The idea was to have every American family have access to all of the different training modules that everybody in the government, both federal and state, have, and our embassies around the world who have been trained on how to respond to a terrorist attack. So the learning aspect of it's pretty significant because that definitely lets you understand the context for a lot of the different planning and the survival techniques. So, for instance, in an explosive attack, if there's a lot of wind out or not a lot of wind, it doesn't necessarily mean a lot. But if it's a chemical, biological, or nuclear attack, wind direction is huge, and in order to travel to safety, you need to move upwind from the attack site.
Mm. Things that we might not do normally or naturally, but if we spent a few minutes in front of the CD, we'd learn things like that, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. Let me talk about the difference between a biological and chemical weaponry. This is addressed on the CD. One of the things, and we talk about it a lot in Washington, if the evildoers, if the killers wanted to go after us, they're not going to make a grandiose statement like they did 5 years ago with a biological attack, right? Isn't one of the problems from the terrorist vantage point is that you can't spread mayhem broadly, correct?
Well, there's definitely issues with delivery systems for all the different types of weapons that they may use. The type of fear that they want to create, how many people they want to impact, like you said, the type of mayhem that they'd like to create is different for each of the types of weapon systems. And also, the delivery mechanism is different. How many people it impacts, how quickly it impacts, how quickly it goes away once it hits, those things are all included in the terrorist attack CD.
Oh, okay, amazing. All right, now, practical things here. There's some lists. You also say that in this CD that you have the opportunity to download the information so that you've got it, your hands on it if you need it in a hurry to go back and check something, correct?
Absolutely. We recommend that everyone download the checklist, the preparation sheets, go through them and understand them. And also you have them in a hard copy form so that, you know, God forbid something does occur, you can grab them and read off them so you don't have to access a computer at that time.
Exactly. Now, Kelly, let me stop at this point and just tell our friends all across the country, I'm not into fear-mongering and I'm not interested in dispensing big boatloads of apprehension, but I am a strong believer that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Even the federal government, if you go to the FEMA website, it talks about having 3 days of preparedness ready for your family, and all we have to do is point to the weather to say there's a reason why you've got to be prepared. But when you've got instant food and instant money out of an ATM, we don't do what our grandparents used to do, which is to keep stuff down in the root cellar. We can get it in a flash so we don't save the way they did or prepare the way they did.
Certainly not. And we don't, again, American Family Protection, the company that we created to get out the terrorist attack CD, we're not into pushing fear either. We actually push the opposite. We want to fight against fear, and the more you know about what's going on, the less fearful you'll be. But obvious stuff on checklists like flashlights and batteries, those are basics, and they're on the list. But things like, did you remember your insulin, your passport, your pet's medicine or pet's food, infant formula, those types of items are things that it just gives you a secure feeling if you go down the checklist and say, yes, we do have these items.
Exactly. But overall, Americans don't do this, do they, Kelly?
It seems to be very easy to get complacent and kind of forget what's going on. A lot of people, especially in major metropolitan areas where, you know, the threat's the highest, do think about it and don't necessarily know what to do, and that's why we've provided this CD.
Yeah, excellent, excellent, excellent. You said that, again, all the modules have been approved by the U.S. government. I have to ask a question of you personally. I mean, you've been, from some people's vantage point, to the top of the mountain. There you were with Donald Trump. You get this job. You're the big winner. Why would you go into dealing with family protection and dealing forthrightly with this whole global war on terror?
Well, my partner in this, Don Brewster, and I were both, you know, highly trained at having gone through West Point and being military officers. Don actually served in combat in the Gulf, and we know and understand the training we received. And, you know, I have family members and friends, and they all have family, and we want to bring that, the best of the training in the world, to those people. It just, it makes sense from our standpoint, and it kind of feels also like, you know, an act of service.
Exactly, exactly. You know, boy, I tell you, first of all, I applaud so strongly what you're doing. But secondly, it really is kind of climbing up a hill, because Americans tend to be complacent. Mercy, 5 years ago, the president said we needed patience, courage, and resolve shortly after we were struck on 9/11. We've got some people now that are saying, let's cut and run and get out of Iraq, and they can't stay the course and be able to say declaratively mission accomplished over there, let alone think they're going to hit us again. You know, even the 9/11 Commission said they are going to try to hit us again. That was not a maybe. It's not an if. It's a when, and that's what everybody in Washington says. And yet, if you stop the average man in the street, the idea of getting an interactive CD and trying to be prepared, get the checklist, have all the things that you need, download the manual, have the food supply, the infant supply, the pet supplies, all the things that you have to have, it's like, go away. I'd rather put my head in the sand than deal with the probability of what's all around me.
Well, I firmly believe that it's more of a matter of when than if. Mm-hmm. The battlefield isn't a faraway place anymore. It's being brought to us because we are such a strong military power. The only way to kind of fight with this is to create this terror. And they do that by going after civilian locations, things that really strike at the heart and make people really afraid. So our motto is, in hopes that, you know, that learn, plan, survive, will help to combat that.
Excellent. Kelly, when we come back, I want to give the website again of where we can get this interactive CD for families all across America. It's called The Terrorist Attack Survival Guide. Not bad when you realize that Kelly, as he pointed out before, is a West Point grad. He's an airborne ranger. He's somebody who obviously loves our country and wants families to take good care of themselves. We'll tell you again about how to get this when we return. And when we come back, Kelly, the question I want to ask you is, I had the opportunity yesterday to speak with Samuel Bodman, who's the Secretary of Energy. And in his department, one of the things they oversee is nuclear energy and nuclear capability. What would happen if somebody brought in a dirty bomb? How would we protect our families if that happened? We'll find out right after this.
We have no way of knowing where the next terrorist attack will be. New York and Washington are obviously powerful symbolic targets to terrorists. Discos, restaurants, and subways have also been preferred targets around the world. What may be less obvious, though, are our less protected cities, power plants, ports, our transportation hubs, our water supplies, our malls, or our dams. All of these sites are vulnerable, and there are probably many more. We Americans can simply never know where we'll be next attacked. And we believe that every American needs the training enclosed herein to be ready.
And that's why Kelly is not only the founder, but the media spokesperson for the Terrorist Attack Survival Kit. That's an interactive CD for homes all across America. And you can only get it at terroristattackcd.com, terroristattackcd.com. Kelly, let me just ask you again, as someone who's been very well trained on this, a lot of conversation always on the idea of a dirty bomb. If that were to happen, you hear these Twilight Zone stories about nuclear exposure. what do we do? How do we avoid something like that? It's almost, you would think, a death sentence.
Well, it's definitely not a pretty picture, but all the information on the CD walks everyone who sees it through what the attack might look like, what the types of injuries are that could occur, and just some basic stuff on how, if that's what you see happening, things that you can do to try to help yourself. For instance, on the example you just gave, in the CD we train people on how to clean up themselves or their kids or whatever using common household products like soapy water or diluted household bleach, which would help save themselves while, you know, before an expert or somebody from the hospital, the hazmat team could show up. So there's very specific things that you can do in addition to that very first part, that learn part, that's the most important, I think, in understanding exactly what an attack is, what it looks like, identifying and understanding how to react to it.
Exactly. Well, and something that you said before, just simple knowledge like which way is the wind blowing and how does that apply to the situation in which you find yourself. Talk to me about food. What do we have stored up then? Is that important in a world that's surrounded by terror?
Certainly you need some food around, and I think what we've got on the CD right now says that the 3-day supply, but the more important than food is the water. You can go quite a while without food, but having a clean supply of water that will last you, I think we have in there 1 gallon a day per person for at least a 3 to 5 day period, is something that you should have on hand. And a lot of people use bottled water now, so just by happenstance, a lot of people might have that one covered at home.
Do you have all of this stuff in your life, Kelly?
I have most of it, and I'm raising my hand I'm not at 100%. I probably don't get an A+, to be honest. And it's something that the decision, for instance, to flee or stay from wherever it is based on the type of attack requires 2 different types of supplies available. One that's readily, easily transferable, and other stuff in your home if you're going to stay, and also how you react's different. You know, the duct tape and the stuff to seal you inside so no bad stuff can come into your home is important. But if you're fleeing, knowing that you should turn off your air conditioner or heater so that no air from the outside gets pushed into your car is also an important fact.
Excellent. Hey, folks, and you can get all of this at this interactive CD. It's a tremendous tool for families. Here's the website again, terroristattackcd.com. Seriously consider getting a copy, won't you? My thanks to Kelly Perdue. See you next time.